To Washington.
On this vote, the yeas are 79. The nays are 18.
Today, President Biden expected to sign legislation that was passed late last night in the Senate, providing $95 billion in emergency foreign aid and going beyond that with a ban of TikTok, as WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio is live in our Washington newsroom to unpack this plan. Now, this ultimately ran into all sorts of delays over on the House side, but pretty easy work over on the Senate side there last night.
It did, yes. It was a quick night here, Rich. Good morning to you. We checked, and President Biden says he is planning to sign this bill into law today. He says as soon as it reaches his desk. Now, the bill passed on Tuesday gives TikTok's China-based parent company 9 months to sell the social media app. And if that doesn't happen, TikTok would be removed from U.S. app stores. Now, the other part of this bill that I find really interesting is that it would prevent that algorithm that we're aware of that gives users additional videos based off their likes. But again, you know, this could impact the more than 170 million Americans who currently use this app. TikTok, for their response, they threatened to go to court if the president signs this bill. So, of course, Rich, that's the first part of this bill. It would also provide support to Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. That's all included in this package as well.
Yeah, $95 billion overall in foreign aid. Ahead of the vote, TikTok had asked its users to contact their lawmakers and argue against the bill's passage. Are they still kind of putting the pedal to the metal to have the users reach out to senators and House lawmakers as well?
Yeah, we've seen that back and forth. In fact, the companies also warned that this bill would hurt free speech. They said it would impact millions of businesses that rely on the app. So I'm sure we'll continue to see that back and forth as well. One more thing I want to mention, Rich, on the funding, Ukraine has said that it could start receiving that aid as early as next week. So again, after months of delays, leaders in Ukraine say the money will go towards replenishing the troops on the front line.
All right, WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio, part of our live team coverage in Washington, as always, thanks.